The dirty tricks of the Slops Brigade. In this week's Sunday World, Pub Spy exposes the secrets of the Slop Masters. A deep throat in the bar business spills the beans on how you, the customers, are cheated and short-measured. Sunday World, the paper behind the people.
Added juices from five delicious tropical fruits help to make this one long, cool, refreshing drink. 5-0.
In Dublin for the weekend? Looking for action? Then Santry Stock Car Raceway is the place to be this Sunday. Come and see some of the greatest stock car racing drivers in Ireland in action. Come early and see the Grand Parade. They're off at 3:15. See you there.
Where can I get a video or stereo? And where can I find a video library?
Call DAD
606666
anytime.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 846 AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 8 o'clock, independent radio news with Brian Dobson. Good morning. An investigation has begun into yesterday's helicopter crash near Mannheim in West Germany. 44 people are known to have died when the helicopter, which belonged to the American forces, crashed onto the highway between Mannheim and Heidelberg. On board were 39 civilian parachutists from Britain, West Germany, France, the US and Canada, plus a crew of five. But there are fears this morning the death toll could be even higher and include one further British parachutist who wasn't on the official passenger list, along with two American journalists. Experts investigating the crash have been hearing reports from eyewitnesses, but one important piece of evidence from the aircraft is still to be recovered. It's the flight recorder, which will establish why the helicopter suddenly lost height after apparently losing a back rotor blade. West German civil aviation experts have been joined by a team of American military specialists to try to determine the cause of the accident. The mayor of Mannheim has ordered a civic memorial service for the victims on Tuesday. According to reports on Israel Radio this morning, three Israeli soldiers were killed in eastern Lebanon on Friday. They'd come under attack from bazooka rocket fire, which left a fourth soldier wounded. The radio also said the Israelis returned fire later when their positions in the same area were again attacked. A military spokesman said Israel took a grave view of what he called serious breaches of the ceasefire agreement. At home, the Fine Gael Euro MP, Richie Ryan, has called for an end to all talk of the need for a national government and a coalition between Fine Gael and the Fianna Fáil party. Speaking at a meeting of his party's executive in Dublin, Mr. Ryan said that such talk could only weaken Fine Gael. He said the party should be hoping to replace Fianna Fáil. In the north, a bomb exploded outside a police station in Coal Island in County Tyrone last night. An OUC spokesman said shots were also fired at the building. The front door was slightly damaged, but nobody was hurt. And in County Fermanagh, British Army bomb experts defused a 700-pound bomb, which was packed in beer kegs near a school at Lisnaski. In Cork, a man has been remanded in custody, charged with the murder of John Roach at the Munster Hotel last Wednesday. He's Michael O'Connor, aged 25, of Windsor Place, Cork. President Reagan has urged the United States Congress to pass tough new legislation in the face of what he calls a crime epidemic. In a broadcast speech, he said it was time to crack down on hardened criminals. In particular, Mr. Reagan wants to revise the system which allows the defense of insanity in cases of murder and attempted murder. John Hinchley, who shot and wounded Mr. Reagan last year, was found not guilty of attempted murder by reason of insanity. In Italy, association with members of the mafia will soon become an offence. A bill giving the police wide-ranging new powers against the mafia has been passed in the Italian Parliament. More than 30 people were killed and thousands left homeless by a typhoon which swept across the Philippines. The typhoon left a trail of destruction in its wake and many boats, including a naval tug, were sunk. And finally, sport, and in the United States Open Tennis Championship, the defending champion John McEnroe is out of the competition. He was beaten in the semi-finals by Ivan Lendl of Czechoslovakia. Lendl will now play Jimmy Connors in today's final. The women's title went to Chris Lloyd, who beat Hanna Mandlikova in straight sets. Independent Radio News at 3:30 past 8.
Well, thank you, Brian, and you're very welcome along. It's Kiss FM on 102.7. Runtime of the weather now. Cloudy at first with rain later. It will be dry more or less during the day, and there'll be occasional sunny spells. High temperatures between 17 and 18 degrees Celsius. The winds will be south to southwesterly. 102.7.
No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name and I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry. You see, my love is a lie. It's like a seed, it only needs...
Little Leo Sayer from an album called Endless Flight, and You Make Me Feel Like Dancing. 10:30 past 8 on Nova 88 FM in stereo on the Mighty 890. Hi, good morning to you. It's Sunday. It's the Ozark Mountain Daredevils. Jackie Blue.
Jackie Blue lives her life from inside of her room. Hides a smile when she's wearing a frown. You're not so down. You like your life in a freeform style. You'll take an inch, but you'd love a mile.
Only, that's 21 and over. Only.
Soundwaves.
There's a special competition, of course, that we're running through Peaker's nightclub, Dunleary. It's in Dunleary, right beside the Hannington Hotel. It's very, very simple. Three questions. The very first question on music, the second one on geography, and the third one on science. Now, don't get frightened at the moment. It's very, very easy. The first question on music is very simple. First question is, what is the recent number one hit single revived from the music of South Pacific? That's the first one. The second question is a geography question. What is the capital of Australia? And the third question, very simple, what is a molecule? That's the scientific question. What is a molecule? The first question, again, is on music. What is the number one hit single recently revived from the musical South Pacific? That's Rodgers and Hammerstein, the South Pacific. The second question, what is the capital of Australia? And the third question, a scientific question, what is a molecule? Very, very simple. Can't go wrong. Simple. Now, your answers please on a postcard to David Daly or Paul Doyle, care of Radio City, 83 Lower Camden Street in Dublin too. Very, very simple. You can't go wrong. Headed up actually Peaker's competition so that we know definitely it's for the Peaker's competition. That's the three questions, and you must be over 21 only to enter the competition, otherwise no point entering, okay? VIP treatment for four in Peaker's nightclub on a night of your choice, okay? Here's the Bell Stars breaking up the records again. Call the clapping song.
Right, it's exactly 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Good morning to you. You tune to me, Noel Powell.
I made them on a Monday and my heart's still filled. Let it run, 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 let it run, run. Somebody told me that it ain't.
The unforgettable John Lennon and a track called Imagine. Our full line, 75-8684, closed as of yet, so anyone trying to get through, don't go through the border. All right. Now let's have a little something from the Bright House of Rustic Brass Band from 1976. This one, the Floral Dance. Past 8 with the Bright House of Rustic Brass Band. There's a track called, what is it called? Floral Dance. Can I just tell you now that the Drummond Residents Association proudly present our Tame By Band in concert, Our Ladies Hall, Moran Road, Drummond. Today, Sunday, September 12th, 1982, starts at 8 p.m. and raffle of valuable prizes. Adults 150, children 75p. That's the Our Tame Boys Band in concert in Our Ladies Hall, Moran Road, in Drummond. Right now, Hall & Oates. Daryl Hall and John Oates with the first release from their album Private Eyes. And I can't go for that. No can do. Join us after the short commercial break and we'll have something nice and soothing and relaxing from John Evangelis.
Odyssey Travel presents the holiday of a lifetime. Two fabulous weeks visiting France, Switzerland and the Munich Beer Festival in Germany. This is a great opportunity to see the beauty of the Alps, the splendor of Paris, and the excitement of the Munich Beer Festival. Odyssey Travel of 290 South Circular Road still have some seats available for departure on September 12th and September 26th. Ring Odyssey now at 755-127. 755-127. Odyssey Travel, 290 South Circular Road, beside the Player Wills building, will take you to all the fun places in France, Switzerland, and Germany, departing September 12th and September 26th. But hurry, ring Odyssey now at 755-127, 755-127, and ask for more details of this fabulous, fun-packed holiday. Odyssey Travel, holidays with your enjoyment in mind. Remember, Odyssey.
Have you tried advertising with Radio Dublin? If not, now is the time to do so, because Radio Dublin are offering a very special deal to new advertisers. For more information, contact our sales girls on 758684. It pays to advertise on Radio Dublin. Phone us now on 758684 for a good deal in advertising.
Do you know that here on Radio Dublin we have a special show to cater for our Irish soldiers out in the Lebanon? It's called the Lebanon Request Show, and you can hear it each Sunday evening between 6:30 and 7:30 p.m. on Radio Dublin Channel 1. If you would like to write in a request, the address is Radio Dublin, Dublin 8, Ireland. Or you can phone in your dedication at 758684. That's the Lebanon Request Show, Radio Dublin, Dublin 8, Sunday 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. with Angie.
Indeed so. Thank you, Angie.
Your sound.
My sound.
You ask me where to begin. Am I so lost in my sin?
favourite sport in the plush atmosphere of Drogheda's fully heated Guithward snooker rooms, featuring 11 first-class tables and super-modern restaurant, expert coaching for beginners, competitions for big prizes, celebrity exhibitions by TV professionals, and many, many more big attractions. So visit the luxurious Guithward snooker complex in Drogheda today.
Stock car racing this the afternoon, the 12th of September at Killiney O'Drogheda. Special attraction, ladies race. For a great Sunday afternoon's entertainment for all the family, go stock car racing at Killiney O'Drogheda this Sunday afternoon.
Go Greyhound Racing to Navan every Wednesday and Thursday at 8 o'clock for the most exciting night out. Go Greyhound Racing to Navan.
Seasons number, and if it's quite all right, I like it, and I do believe it's slipping down our charts. For the boys down, guy, can't take my eyes off you. Just coming up to 9 o'clock on Radio 253, and we're going to take a short commercial break. Join us afterwards, and we'll have a record that we first heard when we saw the film The Wizard of Oz. Join us after the commercial break.
Hang on, who said you could take a commercial break?
Yeah, who said you could take one? That's not right, is it?
No, it's not right.
I shouldn't be playing them at all.
I want a commercial break. I like commercial breaks.
Oh, I don't really mind them myself, but they're good, aren't they?
Well, some of them are.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to play a commercial break?
Yeah, come on, let's have a commercial
break. Yeah, play one. Yeah, go on.
Come on, have a commercial
break. Let me tell you about the fabulous bargains at Thomas Street Wallpaper Market. A consignment has arrived with thousands of rolls of 1982 vinyl, flame, patterns, and contoured wallpaper. And to make room for it, we've got to get rid of our stock at giveaway. We're open 6 days a week and for your convenience on Sunday afternoon. Beat inflation and decorate your home from top to bottom at Thomas Street Wallpaper Market. We have proved it once again. We are the best.
Of a lifetime. Two fabulous weeks visiting France, Switzerland, and the Munich Beer Festival in Germany. This is a great opportunity to see the beauty of the Alps, the splendor of Paris, and the excitement of the Munich Beer Festival. Odyssey Travel of 290 South Circular Road still have some seats available for departure on September 12th and September 26th. Ring Odyssey now at 755-127, 755-127. Odyssey Travel, 290 South Circular Road, beside the Player Wills Building, will take you to all the fun places in France, Switzerland, and Germany, departing September 12th and September 26th. But hurry, ring Odyssey now at 755-127, 755-127.
Dublin Ice Rink is open every day from 2.30 till 5 o'clock and 8 till 11 o'clock. Saturday and Sunday, three sessions. 10 o'clock till 1, 2.30 till 5, and 8 till 11. A top DJ plays all your favourites Monday to Saturday from 8 till 11 o'clock. And whether you're 7 or 70, our professional tutors will instruct you. We've got our own skate shop. Car parking is supervised, and competitions are run regularly. Phone us on 752-170. That's 752-170 for more details. Come on. Put a glide in your stride. Go ice skating. At Dublin Ice Rink in Dauphin Farm.
Introducing, in the green corner, representing high inflationary prices, Mr. Ripple. In the red corner, representing low prices and quality in all furniture. The Red Corner Shop.
The Red Corner Shop has landed a right hook for quality. And yes, there's another for low cost. Mr. Ripoff is taking a real thrashing on this one. And it comes in again. The Red Corner Shop. Yes, it's a knockout. Yeah! They're carrying Mr. Ripoff back to his corner and sitting him down on a pine chair supplied, of course, by the champion price fighter, the Red Corner Shop. So don't you take a thrashing. For all household and pine furniture, the Red Corner Shop, 89 Lower Dorset Street.
More sound.
So, when over the rainbow way, oh,
he was beaten in the semi-finals by Ivan Lendl of Czechoslovakia. Lendl will now play Jimmy Connors in today's final. And the women's title went to Chris Lloyd, who beat Hanna Mandlikova in straight sets. Independent Radio News at 4 minutes past nine.
Well, thank you, Brian, and Kiss FM weather. Cloudy with rain at first, dry later on this afternoon, and there'll be plenty of sunny spells as well. High temperatures today will range between 17 and 18 degrees Celsius, and the winds, well, they'll be south to southwesterly. Not bad at all.
12 years old today. Maureen, you live at 5 Deermount Park in Corbally in Limerick.
The military spokesman. Further showers in the north and east. Near normal temperatures and windy, with gales in the exposed west and north, moderating in the south later. Radio Scotland News at 5 minutes past nine. Now a review of the papers.
We'll continue our series of Italian lessons for beginners, Amici Buonasera, at 20 minutes past 10. And this morning you can hear lesson number 7.
Radio 1 on VHF. And now a programme in the series Musicians in Conversation. This month, Kenneth Loveland talks about violinist...
That he saved my soul, but I still like to listen to the radio. They say that rock and roll is wrong, we'll give you one more chance. I said I feel so good, I gotta get up and dance. I know what's right, I know what's wrong, and I don't confuse it. All I'm really trying to say is why should the devil have all the good music? Yeah, I feel good every day. Cause Jesus is the rock and he rolled my blues away. Well now they say to cut my hair, they're driving me insane. I grew it out long to make room for my brain. But sometimes people don't understand what's a good boy doing in the rock and roll band. There's nothing wrong with playing blues licks. Should the devil have all the good music? There's nothing wrong with what we play. Oh, because Jesus is the rock and he rolled my blues away. Oh, roll them away now. Oh, and Jesus showed the way. There's one more thing I'd like to say. They nailed him to the cross and they laid him in the ground.
It's me. Still 12 midday today. David Lyons, thank you to Jerry O'Donoghue for this morning.
Lyons says, all for a thousand tongues to sing. And I want to tell you, that's exactly what we're singing there. A thousand voices brought together for a Salvation Army festival. Written by Charles Wesley. And really, the theme was instigated by a friend of his, a Moravian, when discussing his Christian experience.
Phil Potter with Blues and Greens, from his album Lead Me On. When we accept and know God as Father, we become more aware of Jesus as our brother. Listen now to the prayer of Jesus to our Father.
Our Father,
Michael's Folk Choir. St. Paul says in his letter to the Philippians, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice." As Christians, we should be joyful because we know the good news.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Come on, rejoice, and be exceeding glad. For great is your reward in heaven.
Sing and rejoice,
and be exceeding glad. For great is your reward in heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger, yes, and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Oh, rejoice,
and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall be the ones
they shall all see God. Come on, rejoice now, rejoice, yes, and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward.
Barry McGuire, Now Living Sound, I Go to the Rock.
Somebody to tell me,
I go to the rock.
Tell me where I can run when I'm in trouble.
I go to the rock.
When it seems that there's no friends around me, when I ask my brother to help me and he says,
to the rock.
Can you tell me where can I go?
Yes, I go to the rock.
Where do I go?
Yes, I go to the rock.
I run to the rock, Christ Jesus.
I go to the rock.
I run to that mighty rock, Christ Jesus.
I go to the rock.
When I'm friendless, he's my bread and my water.
I
preach all my troubled water.
Yes, I run to the rock,
Christ Jesus.
Yes,
I run to the
morning, everybody. Brenda here. Living is a continual process of learning and growing. It wouldn't be honest for me to say that I know myself. I don't know where I'll be this time next year or next week. And as the people and things around me change, so will I. That's why it's important to follow St. Paul when he says, "Test everything, hold fast what is good." For me, that means acknowledging the things that I see as good and making them part of everyday life. People have said to me that religion and Christianity is a crutch, something to keep me going when I can't find logical answers to problems in this world. That's not true. What is true is that Jesus Christ is the cornerstone and the solid foundation on which I build. God is what I hold fast to because he is constant. His love is everlasting. His mercy is infinite. And his peace is what makes it possible for me to be free from the things that can drag you down, like financial worries, concern about health, or despair at the craziness of our present world. Being true to myself, in other words, following what I have chosen as the right way to live, doesn't just mean obeying my conscience and deciding what is good or bad in any one situation. It's much more. It's following what I know to be the truth, relying on God's Spirit, not as a crutch, but as a foundation, and walking unafraid because God says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you."
Too many people trust in man's creation. They say they got their feet on solid ground, but if you build your house on the wrong foundation, don't be surprised when it comes tumbling down. Some people think that they are well protected. They hide behind a wall of solid gold. So when the oceans roar and the earth starts shaking, they'll be like beggars standing in the cold. But if you're standing on the rock, standing on the rock, nothing will touch you if you're standing on the rock, standing on the rock. Standing on the rock, nothing will touch you when you're standing on the rock. We spend our lives in empty toil and striving. We work for that which cannot satisfy. But if we build our lives on things eternal, watch our riches as they multiply. Because we're standing on the rock, standing on the rock. Nothing will touch you if you're standing on the rock, standing on the rock, standing on the rock. Nothing will touch you when you're standing on the rock. The rock will hold you if your world is reeling. Fortress when the battle's on, you'll know you're building on a strong foundation. When you find your one with God's creation, standing on the rock, standing on the rock, nothing will touch you when you're standing on the rock. Nothing will touch you if you're standing on the rock.
on the rock. Nothing will touch you if you're standing on the rock. Standing on the rock. Standing on the rock. Nothing can touch you when you're standing on the rock. Standing on the, standing on the rock. Standing on the rock. Nothing will touch you if you're standing on the rock.
Bryn Howard, Standing on the Rock. A reminder now that many of the records played on this programme may be obtained at Merriam Press, Dalier Street, Dublin. Goodbye now and God bless from Shay.
And from Brenda.
Closing out with Mark Williamson, Living is Easy.
You are the one who gives me freedom from the start.